Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Brother Obadiah Yisrael, a teacher here at the House of Israel, standing there for our beloved Morey Ishaya ben Yisrael, and this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praise to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator. of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the world today. And I say shalom to all of our family and our people that are listening via Blog Talk, via YouTube or Facebook. For we know that the only reason why you're listening is because of your fear towards the Creator. And it is a great honor to be able to deliver a message inspired by the Most High. And it was an inspiring message that was given yesterday, that was taught yesterday by Moray Ishaya, speaking on and teaching on what does Yah require. He requires his name to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That's the order of how Yah wants his name to be praised. That's when Yah wants his glory from the beginning. From the beginning. And we serve an Elohim that's all about order, all about structure. We serve an Elohim that is all about his people being aligned and being one. And this is what we're going to speak about today. Who is Yahweh? A lot of our people are under the, a lot of our people have not known or do not know the Most High. A lot of our people, the impression that the Most High goes by another name or attributes of the Most High are given to false idols. And our people think that these things, these insignificant things, are the Creator. And they're the end all and be all of creation. And they're the end all and be all of judgment. But no. For any of our people out here, or anybody that's tuning in that may not know, maybe your first time hearing the name of Yahweh, and maybe your first time opening your eyes and ears to the instructions of Yahweh, and you may say, well, who is Yahweh? Because there's many religions on the face of this earth. There's many doctrines and beliefs on the face of this earth. And there's many things that our people have been indoctrinated to go by. And they have been, and we've been taught to worship and go after the creature rather than the Creator. And a lot of our people don't serve Yah because they just don't know Him. Well, this here will be a brief presentation on the introduction to get to know who the Creator is. And Yahweh's work and who the Most High is far too vast to cover in just one presentation. But this is the inspiration of how the Most High has moved me. So it's a great honor to bring this presentation to you. First of all, you have to understand that the Most High is the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And if you want to check for anyone or for anything that wants to present themselves to us, the first thing that they have to produce is their credentials. And this is what Yahweh has done. He's presented his credentials, his creation, in the first 7 days of life. The first 7 days of creation, period. The Most High established and let you know what his creations were and what day they were made. What, when did it begin and when did it cease? And one of Yah's creations is man. And man runs around today and they say, well, I was listening to a program last night and the cat that was doing the program, he's an atheist. And he said, well, I have a problem believing in the Creator or believe it in the God, because there's no scientific proof that the Creator exists. There's no proof or evidence that the Creator exists. And I'm looking at this, and I'm baffled, but I'm also understanding that the Most High said that darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness to people. So we don't see. The Most High said that we see many things but we observe not. We see these things. We hear these things, but we don't take them to heart. We don't consider that these works are done by the Most High. So the first thing you need to realize is that you are evidence that there's a creator, because you are a creation. I am a creation. And the Most High said that he created man on the sixth day, that he created beast on the sixth day. The Most High said that man is a living soul, and we are living in the reality of Yahweh's creation. Yahweh said that he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And when you go out, do you see a greater light ruling? Yes, you do. And in a certain season, do you see a lesser light ruling? Yes, you do. The Most High said that he made the beasts and the birds and the fowls of the air to multiply after his kind. And do you see that in the earth today? Yes, you do. The Most High said that he breathed life into man and he became a living soul. And is this how we are maintained today? Yes, we are. The Most High said that life is in the blood. And is that the truth? Yes, it is. And all of these things are recorded in Yahweh's word. So to familiarize yourself with knowing who Yahweh is, you first have to introduce yourself to Yah's word. The Most High said this in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading the seventh verse. And Genesis 2:7 reads, "And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." This is Yahweh letting you know your origin, your beginning. Our people didn't come out of caves, and we didn't speak a non-language. In the beginning, it says, Elohim said, "Let there be light." So the first words that were ever uttered was by the Creator. The first creation was of the Most High, and man is a creation of the Most High. We are a living soul because this is how Yah designed us. We are a testimony to the Most High's creation. And no scientist, no gatherer of books can come and try to take credit for the Most High's creation, because the Most High has given people that try to do these things some challenges. And we're going to go over some of these challenges that the Most High has given. But this is first what you have to familiarize yourself with and know that Yahweh is your creator, is our creator. And without Yahweh creating us, we don't exist. Without Yah creating anything, it doesn't exist. So that's the first thing you need to familiarize yourself with and say, well, Yahweh is the creator. Once you start to know that Yah is the creator, then things may start to unfold. Yah will start to reveal his wisdom, his understanding, and his knowledge unto you, so that you may be knowledgeable to give praises to your creator. The Most High said this in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. And in Exodus, the third chapter, this is one of our great patriarchs, one of our beloved forefathers, a servant of Yah, whose name was Moshe. And the Most High sent him on a commission and said, "I want you to gather my people. But first, I want you to go to their oppressor and let him know that I commanded to let my people go." And the servant Moses said, "Well, when the people ask, what's your name? What name shall I give to him?" And this, we pick it up in Exodus, the third chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. And it reads, "And Moses said unto Elohim, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The Elohim of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? And what shall I say unto him? And Elohim said unto Moshe, I am that I am, or I will be what I will be. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I will be, have sent me unto you. And this is Yahweh saying, this is not Yahweh saying that this is his name. This is the Most High making an emphatic statement. I will be what I will be. I'm your creator. But the Most High deals with completion. And this is why the Most High is going to reveal his name unto the world, unto his people. And in verse 15, it reads, And Elohim said, Moreover, unto Moshe, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Israel, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzchak, and of Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt. So Yahweh revealed his name. So that's the second important part in knowing. First, you have to see that Yahweh is your creator. And now your creator has given you his name. So now we don't have to go in the world to say, God sent me, which is nothing but D-O-G spelled backwards. That's not the name of the Most High. Or the Lord sent me. That's not the name of the Most High. These are titles, not names. But the Most High, your creator, my creator, gave us a name to go in the name of and let the oppressors know that he command to let us go free. And this is what separates Yahweh from any false idol on the face of this earth. Because all of these false idols, they have names. But their names are attributes that were given to them. Their names were given to them by, most likely, the people. They were given by the people. Because these so-called Elohims that our people serve, they don't even exist. So the only way that you can try to justify praising them is by giving them a name. But Yahweh, we didn't give Yahweh his name. He gave us his name. Why? Because he's our creator. He is our creator. We didn't create him. He created us. And we are living testimonies. And we are witnesses to the creation of the Most High. So you know that you have a creator that have created. And you know the name of your creator. So now you have something that's some substance. Now you can take this to the bank. So now when people say, well, what are you? I'm an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. Well, what is your God's name? Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's his name, and that's his memorial. Well, what are some of his works? And now you can go into the testimonies. Now you can tell the people about his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments, because now you have a foundation. Now we have substance, because now you know the true and living creator, and your creator has a name, and he wrote a book, and he had a book written that gives testimonies to his works, and there is none in the earth like Yahweh. Yahweh is a one of one. There's none beside him. There's none beneath him. There's none above him. There is none like Yah. None at all. And the Most High knows that there's none like him. The Most High said that be circumspect in all that we do. And don't even make mention of the name of other gods. Because That's making the mention of something that's vain. It don't even exist. It brings absolutely no power until you speak of its name. Now you give it power. Now you give it conversation. Now you have our people inquiring, saying, well, who is that? Tell us about this. And this is what got our people confused today. Yahweh is the true and living creator. He is not no spook. He's not the boogeyman. He's not Santa Claus. He's not the Easter Bunny. He's not all these false things that's been made up by the dark imaginations of man. Yahweh is the true and living creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And Yahweh is the savior of Israel. And Yahweh says that he's a jealous Elohim, and he will not give his glory unto another. Turn with me to Exodus, the 34th chapter. And in Genesis, the 34th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 5th verse. Genesis 34 and 5 reads, "And Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yah. And Yahweh passed before him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshiped, because Yahweh has proclaimed his not only his works, but he's proclaimed his name in the sight of Israel." Yahweh will proclaim his name in the sight and in the midst of all nations. And this is why it says that Yah descended from heaven. Why do you think he descended from heaven? Because what was made on the second day? The heavens. And what does the heavens represent? Yahweh's name. So no wonder Yah descended from the heavens and proclaimed his name. And not only did he proclaim his name, he proclaimed his attributes, his works, his loving kindness, his tender mercies. And he said this in verse 14 of the same chapter, Exodus 34 and 14. It says, "For thou shalt worship no other Elohim, for Yahweh, whose name is jealous, is a jealous Elohim. What other God has came down from heaven and proclaimed his name? What other God has came down from heaven and gave you laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments? What other God has came down from heaven and have given you the beginning to the middle to the end? What God can you attest to and proclaim has given you all this? You going to say that a man that came out of a woman was the Most High wrapped up in flesh? A man that died? I don't care if you believe if he came back in 3 days or 3 nights or in 3 years. I don't care what you believe. You believe that the Most High actually has died? Don't you understand, my beloved people, my brothers and sisters? If the Most High, the Creator, if he ever died, then all of his creation perish with it. If Yahweh don't exist, then we don't exist. So it's imperative that you know that besides Yah, there is none else. Yahweh is the only Elohim. And this is what he proclaimed from the heavens. And he said, don't make mention of any other name, for Yahweh, the name of Yahweh, it means jealousy. This is a consuming fire. And this is what happened when Elijah was in the midst of the 400 false prophets. The Most High had the fire come and devour his altar. They cutting themselves wondering why they can't get their little false idol to come and devour, because it don't exist. They don't exist. And any of the idols that our people are serving today, they don't exist. So why make mention of their name when you know your Elohim is jealous? But you have to know who your Elohim is. You have to know who Yahweh is to understand the importance of knowing that besides him, there is none else. And Yahweh proclaims this in all of his works. Turn with me to Exodus, the 20th chapter. And in Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, "And Elohim spake all these words, saying," and our people may look and they may say, "See, I look at that word, Elohim, that means powers." And you're right, because Yahweh has many powers. Yahweh is not just the creator of the, he just don't have powers just in the heavens. But he has power in the heavens, in the earth, the seas, and all that therein is. He has power amongst men, beast, the trees, the air, the rain. Yes, Yahweh is the power of powers. So this doesn't mean that this is a plural, a plurality. This doesn't mean that Yahweh is, there's several different Yahwehs. No. There's many powers because all of these attributes are of the Most High. And they are in the possession of the Most High and the Most High alone. But in Exodus 20, it says, "And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." So Yahweh is constantly placing his name next to his works. So people will say, "Well, Brother Obadiah, well, what about the deity of this? They got similar stories." Or what about the deity of that? They got similar stories. Or what about this? People rising up and saying that the book was plagiarized and it was testimonies taken out of other books and placed. First of all, you have to understand and know that Yahweh is the only true and living Elohim. And if these works were done by any other power, any other source, then tell them to bring their witnesses forth. Because this is where Yahweh is giving them a challenge and saying, bring them forth. Produce your cause. Yahweh saying this, if you turn with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, "Who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who have directed the spirit of Yahweh or being his counselor? Have taught him with whom he took counsel and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. Who's done these things?" Mr. and Mrs. Negro, you want to give these attributes to other idols, to false idols, to other false powers. Who've done this? What if they've done it? Then tell them to come forth and answer these questions. Tell them to step forth to the challenge and answer this, because the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel is sending a clear-cut challenge to all the nations on the face of this earth. Who is Yahweh counseling with? Who is Yahweh receiving correction from? Who is Yahweh receiving reproof from? And the answer is no one. Absolutely no one. Not from any other Elohim, and certainly not from myself or you. Because Yahweh is our creator. And we have to get these things etched in our hearts and in our minds to know that besides Yah, there is none else. But the only reason why people are questioning today who is Yahweh, or their spirituality seems to waver towards what these nations have teaching them, is because that's exactly how these nations teach you how to fear the Most High. They want you to fear them like they want you to, like they want you to fear them. The Most High said this in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Turn with me there. And in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, I'm going to read the 13th verse. It reads, "Wherefore, Yah said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of man." My people, this is exactly why we don't know who the Most High is today, because our hearts are removed far from the Most High. Oh, we can give a good speech, and we can deliver and make it look passionate, and we may shed tears, and we may dance. But when it comes down, when it comes down to discussing these laws, these statutes, when it comes to confirming the words of Yahweh, that's when you start seeing the obstinance and the hard-heartedness of our people. Because in actuality, we just don't know Yahweh, because his fear is taught by the precepts of man. So in order to know who Yahweh is, we must know Yahweh's fear. We got to know the fear of Yah, because the fear of Yah will keep you in the way. So once you hear these things, you take them into your heart, and you meditate on them, and you consider them. You don't just cast it to the side like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to listen to that because that's him saying that, or that's her saying that. It's not him or her saying that. This is Yahweh. This is your creator saying this. My creator is saying this. And this is how our people are serving the Most High today. They say we have fear, but our fear are just taught by the precepts of man. So when it comes to the Most High honor, when it comes to the Most High glory, we fall short because we're giving all of our energy into praising a man that can't bring you no type of salvation, a man that can't proclaim nothing from the beginning to you unless Yahweh tell it to him, can't proclaim nothing from the ending unless Yahweh reveal it to him. So why worship a man? Why follow after a man? Why fear the Most High based off of your relationship with a man? Man doesn't have anything to do with this. This has everything to do with you and your relationship to your creator. And you have to know who Yahweh is. And Yahweh is the creator of us all. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Isaiah, the 45th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, "For Yahakob, my servant's sake, and Yisrael, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known thee." So the Most High loves his people so much that he's given us our name, and we don't even know the Most High. He's given us our substance, and we don't even know him. And the Most High said this in verse 5. "I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else." My people, how redundant does the Creator have to get? He done said three times in this statement alone, there is none besides me. So why try to squeeze someone besides the Most High when your Creator is telling you there is none besides me? There is none else. Now, people may say, well, how could you be so sure? How are you so confident? I mean, that's just what the book's saying. Well, I know that these are the words of the true and living Elohim. And I can put my trust in the Most High because my Elohim does two things that is vital for you to know exactly who Yahweh is. One of the things that Yahweh does or that he don't do that's vital in your relationship to the Most High is recorded in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Numbers, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to read the 19th verse. And reads, Numbers 23 and 19. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's how you put trust in knowing who Yahweh is. You know that your Creator is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. So y'all not some clumsy imbecile that's just walking around stumbling, making mistakes, and say, oh my goodness, the people done got too wicked. Now I got to send somebody to go and die for their sins and repent for them. Who am I going to get? I'm going to choose somebody. I'm going to go into somebody's wife. No, this is not the ways of the Most High. As it said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse, the Most High said that the fathers shall not be put to death for the sins of the sons. Neither shall the sons be put to death for the sins of the father. But every man shall be put to death for his own sins. This is the order of the Most High Yah. And this is what the Most High has ordained. And Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. And Yahweh's word stands forever. So this is how you know you can serve the true and living Elohim, because you serving the Creator that will not lie unto you, that will not tell you falsehoods and come back and say, besides me, there is none else. Oh, no. And then come back later and say, oh, yeah, there is somebody else. I forgot. No, we don't serve an Elohim like this. We serve an Elohim that doesn't lie. This is a penetrating factor in us, a relationship being established with you and the Most High, to know that you serve an Elohim of truth. And this is the second way that you know this is how you can form a strong bond with your Elohim and know that your Elohim is the Elohim of Elohims. Turn with me to Malachi, the third chapter. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, in Malachi, the third chapter, and the sixth verse, it reads, Malachi 3 and 6 reads, for I am Yahweh, I change not, therefore ye sons of Yahakob are not consumed. We serve an Elohim that say he don't change. So the Most High is not like your driver's license or your library card that you got to renew every few years. Yahweh doesn't say, well, I gave you a book of truth, but give it back, because now I got a re-up version, a rendered version that I done made. No, Yahweh said, I change not. The same scriptures that woke us up, the same scripture that woke me up, it's the same scripture my grandmother had, my great-grandmother had, her mother had, her father had. It's been passed down from generation to generation. And the same book on how they can look and see Malachi, the third chapter, the sixth verse, in the same way I can look and see Malachi, the third chapter, the sixth verse. The same way I can see Isaiah, the 45th chapter. and see that there is none besides the Most High. The same exact book, the same exact words. And you think that these things were done by a mere coincidence? No, this exists because your Creator has ordained it to exist. Our Elohim has ordained this to be so. And the Most High said that I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Yahakob are not consumed. So don't think it's the fact you voted, or that you marched, or that you got you a gun, or that you got a crew with you. That's not what's keeping you alive. The only reason why we are not consumed today is because our Elohim changes not. Because they are constantly devising ways for our demise. They're constantly dreaming up inventions to destroy us. And the reason why it won't prosper and it won't come to pass to destroy us all is because our Elohim has already said, you are not going to be all consumed. Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Turn with me there. The 31st chapter, excuse me. And in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, yes, we're going to go to Jeremiah, the 30th chapter first. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, and the 11th verse, it reads, for I am with thee, saith Yah, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not will make a full end, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. So we have to be prudent. We have to be able to discern what we learn from these nations. No wonder these nations will tell you that there is no creator. No wonder these so-called scientists and these so-called scholars say there is no creator, that he don't exist, that these are just fairy tales. These are just stories of inspiration to get you riled up. No wonder they can proclaim these things, because they know that they not going to stand. They lie not going to stand, and they not going to stand. So no wonder they teaching this foolishness to our people today and separating you from your Creator, because they know they want you to meet the same fate that they're going to meet. But Yahweh has to proclaim so for you. This is why Yahweh is commanding us to awake ourselves and shake off the dust and return unto Yah, so that we can return unto Him. Because Yahweh's words won't come back void. He said that. He said this in the book. Well, before I go there, well, no, we're going to go there right now. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, I'm going to read the 11th verse. And it reads, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. So Yahweh is letting you know his words don't come back void. It doesn't come back empty. It doesn't come back vain. Yahweh didn't say, I'm going to put you in captivity for 400 years, but in actuality, we in captivity for only 50 years. Are we in captivity for 500 years? No, Yahweh's word is not going to come back void. This is why Yah is constantly letting us know exactly who he is. He's putting his name next to his works. He's putting his name next to his word. Because the Most High said, I will not lie unto you, because I'm not a man that I should lie. And these are essential pieces to form a relationship with your Creator so you could be confident in knowing who Yahweh is. So it won't matter if someone come and they tell you that you're really an Egyptian and that you need to return into Egypt. You're going to say, that's a lie. It won't matter if they say, well, no, you need to pray five times a day and go to Mecca and throw a little stone against a big stone. You're going to know that that's a lie because there is none else beside the Most High. You'll know when someone come to you and say, well, look, somebody done died for your sins. They died for your sins, brother. You know that that's a lie because the Most High say the wages of sin are death. So the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that's the truth, because we're dying today. Now, if someone died for us, why are we dying today? Why are you mourning and lamenting today? Because, my people, to know who Yahweh is to know that every word of Yahweh is pure. Every word of Yahweh is tried. Every word of Yahweh is the truth. No wonder the psalmist said this in Psalms 119. Turn with me there. And in Psalms, the 119th division, I'm going to read the 142nd verse. And in Psalms 119 and 142, it reads, that thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Yahweh's words is the truth. And Yahweh's words don't come back to him and return unto him void. And my people, if you really want to know who Yahweh is, then the best thing that I can ever give you instructions on is, number one, is try to get yourself familiarized with the word of Yah. Read the book of Yah. And in case you may not know, the words of Yah are from the book of Genesis through Malachi. That's where Yahweh himself is speaking. That's where his prophecies are. That's where his laws, statutes, judgments, that's where his testimonies are recorded. Now, any other book that our people are diving into or getting into, now you're just going beyond. You're doing overtime. You're going way beyond. You're not using judgment because you're going beyond measure. Yahweh said this is the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. Turn with me there. And in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. And Isaiah, the 34th chapter, and the 16th verse reads, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. And it says, not one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. My people, Yahweh is telling you the truth. If we want to establish a relationship with the Most High, if we want to know who the Creator is, all we have to do is go to his book and seek Yahweh out of his book and read. And none gonna fail, and none shall want they mate, because Yahweh's words will not return unto him void. Yahweh done woke up an abundance of people with this word. And people have read his word and come to the realization, man, I'm Israel. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not an atheist. I'm not a Babylonian. Whatever type of title they try to put on me, man, I'm Israel. And they done found that out through Yahweh's word. And they said, well, man, I've been reading and I found out that the Most High name is Yahweh. And how did they find that out? Through Yahweh's word. But you see, the problem with most of our people today is we start smelling ourselves. It's just like the Most High said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. The Most High gave us the best of everything. We ate the blood of the grape. We had on the finest garments. We were just living it up. But Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked. And that's what happened. You start getting this knowledge, and this knowledge becomes so sweet unto you but you become greedy. And now you're saying, well, now I know it's things outside of Yahweh's book that I got to know. Because this book says, aren't these acts written in the book of such and such? So I'm going to look for the book of such and such. First of all, you should be going into any book unless Yahweh's spirit is guiding you there. If Yahweh's spirit is not in it, I don't need to be a part of it or make it a part of my belief, because it's not going to be in harmony with my well-being. So my people, you have to know that Yahweh's truth, his word is confined in his book. And this is all we need. We don't need a book of Yasher. We don't need a Talmud. We don't need to read an Apocrypha. That's not going to bring you any closer to your creator. That's not going to let you know who Yahweh is any better. But if you want to establish your relationship with the Most High, and if you want to know who the true and living Elohim is, then all you have to do is seek out of his book. Not one of these should fail, and now none should want their mate. And some of our people are under the impression that all we have to read is just the Torah, which is Genesis through Deuteronomy. Well, if that's the case, if that's the truth, then why does it say this in the book of Psalms, the 40th division? Turn with me there. In the book of Psalms, 40th chapter, and the 7th verse, it reads, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me." So I don't care if you're reading the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, Habakkuk. I don't care if you're reading the book of Amos. I don't care if you're reading the book of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. I don't care if you're reading the book of Malachi. You're going to see that it's all written of the Most High Yahweh. And these testimonies are here to establish a better relationship with you and your creator, our creator. That's what they're for. That's what it's here for. So that we can know our Elohim. So we can know where our true power comes from. And we can know what our true power feel about us. And what our true power has to say about these nations. Because didn't I say earlier that the Most High is proclaiming the challenge to these nations? And this is the challenge that he's proclaiming. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. Isaiah 43 and 8 reads, "Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things?" And who can do this? Ask your scientists, ask your scholars, ask your theologians, ask all your Egyptologists. Proclaim the former things. I don't want to see what was written on the walls of the hieroglyphics. I don't want to hear what was written by some Gentile that's teaching you that you came from a monkey. I want you to proclaim the former things, because our Elohim is proclaiming the former things. When Yahweh telling you that the sun and the moon and the stars were created on the 4th day, he telling you the former things. When Yahweh is letting you know that the heavens were made on the 2nd day, he's telling you the former things. When Yahweh is letting you know that we came forth on the 6th day, man and beast, he's telling you the former things. Now tell these nations to break down these things and tell us and proclaim the former things of Yah. And it reads, "Let them... who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, because let every matter be established by two or more witnesses, and that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth." And Yahweh says this, Ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have showed when there was no strange Elohim amongst you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, that I am Elohim, I am your power. And it says, yea, before the day was, I was he. So when you see that it was darkness upon the face of the earth, Yahweh was still there. Before there was any life form, Yahweh was there. This is Yahweh proclaiming the former things. It says, yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. No, the Obamas haven't delivered us. No, the Clintons didn't deliver you. No, the the Kennedys didn't deliver you. And no, Trump is not going to deliver you. Now, they're going to try to deliver us into the snares of death, but they sure not going to try to deliver us into no salvation. But it says, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Who's going to take Yah's work out of his hand? Who's doing these things? None of them. Even though they're telling you a day begins at night, and they're telling you at midnight, saying good morning, it's still night. Because they can't take Yah's work. And in verse 14 it says, thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sakes I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. Yahweh is letting you know, I'm going to bring down your captives. I'm going to relieve you from the oppressed. I'm going to take you away from them captives. And the captives are going to be your captives. Because why? This is your creator. This is our creator. This is Yahweh. And if you don't know these things, if you don't search out and seek these things, no wonder we are snared. No wonder we are captured. No wonder why our bones are dry and our hope seems lost. Because we don't even know our power and from whence it come from. But the Most High is letting us know these things are going to be done. The Most High says this in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. Turn with me there. Because Yahweh is all about judgment. Yahweh's works is judgment. His statutes is judgment. His statutes, his laws. And when we always say keep the law, yes, we have to keep the law. How do you keep it? You keep it by performing it. You keep it by witnessing it. Yahweh has to proclaim his works in a secret tunnel somewhere. And Yahweh don't have a secret people where we just stash that we praise Yah in private, but in public, we just know. Yahweh proclaimed his works throughout the nations. And Yahweh is letting us know what order is, because Yahweh is letting us know through his works who he is. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, and the 21st verse, it reads, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he have committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he have committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him, and in his righteousness that he have done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all in the death of the... And have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh, and not that he should return from his ways and live? My people, these are the ways of Yah. So if our people say we Hebrew Israelites, and you're mocking Christians, you're mocking Islam, you're mocking religions, but then you say, well, who is Yahweh? Who's the creator? Well, the creator sent down his son to die. You don't know Yahweh. You don't know Yahweh. If you're going through this world thinking that y'all rested on the Sabbath day, but you don't have to rest because you're not in the land and you don't have sacrifices, then you don't know Yahweh. If you think that it's cool to mingle and intermingle with these nations until your identity is just totally eradicated, then you don't know Yahweh. And if you are under the impression that Yahweh has stopped raising up his messengers, bringing them forth to wake up the people, then you don't know Yahweh, because all of his works are recorded in his word. This is how you get to know who your the true and living Elohim is. This is how you know who Yahweh is. And Yahweh is going to let you know. He's letting us know exactly who he is. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. Because what have we been discussing? We've been discussing who is the Most High. And if you don't know who the Most High is, then you're not going to confirm his works. You're not going to confirm his words. And you're not going to regard his people. And you're not going to look for his messengers. In the book of Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, Isaiah 33 and verse 22, it reads, "For Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our king, and he will save us." My people, we've been asleep for so long, but Yahweh has waken us up, and he's saying, go out throughout the world and witness. Tell the world who I am. Because it's not about telling the world who you are and looking the part so people can be astonished at you. The people will be astonished at you. They will be astonished at us when we let the world know who the true and living Elohim is. When we proclaim the name and the works of Yahweh, our Elohim. The only one that we're going to proclaim his works. Because Yahweh is our judge and our lawgiver. And Yahweh is our savior. And he will save us. Because Yahweh is our king. And he will save us. So my people, if you want to know the keys to salvation, if you want to know how to get out of this, the house of bondage, and to break this yoke from off your neck, if you want to know how to get away from this oppression, if you want to learn how to get prosperity, success, if you want peace, if you want your family blessed, and you want to be a blessing, all these things originate. You have to know who your creator is, and your creator is Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel. He's the creator today. He's the creator.
Worthy. I got you. I got you. seven seas. Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee for falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue.